And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Yeah, I'm that Ronnie Deutsch who went to Cal Berkeley, then went to law school, then got my doctorate in taxation, and opened the largest tax law firm in the country. And I'm also that Ronnie Deutsch who had the fourth fastest growing franchise business in the country. And I'm also that Ronnie Deutsch who loves to write books and give you unbelievable advice. That's why you're in for a really big show today, folks. After all, it's June 3rd, which is the single most important day in my life. So happy All of Eternity Day for all of you out there. All right, we got a lot of big stuff to talk about today. First of all, we're going to talk about you and the mistakes that you've made. And are you learning from them? And then we're going to talk about what it is to be a traditionalist in every sense of the word. Plus, we get to eat as many tacos as we want today. Because, yep, today is the Sacramento Taco Festival. All right, I want to start the show off by talking about my all-time favorite golfer, and that's Mr. Tiger Woods. So the bottom line is, how awful was that mugshot of Tiger Woods? You see, when I saw that mugshot of that dude on TV being arrested, I felt certain that he's lost and he hasn't learned a damn thing from his previous mistakes, which is really unfortunate, especially to all the kids who look up to him. Hey man, Tiger's lucky because he didn't kill anyone, which is why he needs to do the right thing and stand up and admit that he's an addict and he needs help. And then there's that idiot comedian, Kathy Griffin, who thought it would be funny to hold a bloody, decapitated head of our president, Donald Trump. Did you see that picture? You see, I thought that picture was something that ISIS would do. I'm going to tell you right now, Kathy Griffin, you have not learned from your previous mistakes. Now, I don't know about you, but I was pretty shocked to see Tiger Woods on TV arrested, but I was shocked and disgusted to see this disrespectful idiot, Kathy Griffin, holding that head of our president. I mean, is she really that stupid? You know what the answer is? Yes, she is. And that's why I've never liked her. And I think CNN needs to dump her immediately. But you see, Tiger Woods is a different story, Mike. The thing about Tiger Woods, I love golf, and I love playing it, and I, of course, love baseball, and I love surfing. So I naturally dig Tiger Woods, which is why I was so shocked that he did not pass that field sobriety test, which means he was high on prescription drugs like a lot of Americans currently are. Now listen to me. I know about prescription drug addictions and that epidemic because my niece, Samantha Ross, you see, she died of an accidental drug overdose. Now, of course, I have no ideas what type of pills Tiger was taking, but what I do know is that he has a very unique opportunity to step up and not only save himself, but he can help thousands of children who admire and look up to him. Now, Kathy Griffin, she can't save herself or anyone else for that matter. But Tiger Woods, I know you listen to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I want you to have the courage to be honest, because courage is a big theme on our show, as is having a voice. You see, most people, including the most famous golfer in the world, lack the courage to admit they have a drug problem, let alone ever admit that they're wrong or that they made the single worst mistake of their life. Now listen, I want to be the first person on the show today to admit that I've made horrible mistakes that I absolutely regret. But the thing about life and making mistakes is that if you're listening to me right now, you're alive. And if you're healthy, you get a second chance. So anything in your life is possible. Well, that's what my dear friend Piper Wagner and Mary Poppins told me. So it's got to be true. So the question I have for you this morning is pretty simple. Are you ready? Who are you? Are you someone who's going to learn from your mistakes in the past so you can kick ass in your future, which includes falling madly and passionately in love and living happily ever after? Or are you going to be like Tiger Woods or Paris Hilton or that yummy Heather Locklear or Lindsay Lohan or Kiefer Sutherland or Charles Barkley, or any number of 3 to 4 million people who drink and drive, or take pills and drive, and get arrested, and never learn from their mistakes? Because I've got great news for you. You have a choice. Do you realize that you can actually control whether the red lights will ever flash behind your car or in your face? And this I know for certain. So if you have a chance to learn from your past mistakes or someone else's mistakes, what's the problem? You see, the problem is that America, our great country, and California, our great state, is full of drug addicts or idiots like Kathy Griffin. If we don't drink, we smoke. If we don't smoke, we take pills. And if we don't take pills, we use meth, coke, or even heroin. Now, I don't know about you, but I got to tell you something pretty trippy. 80% of the people in my life drinks alcohol, or they smoke marijuana, or they take some form of prescription medication, which is absolutely unbelievable to me. You see, but what makes this story so personal and why I'm sharing it with you today is because my mom, one of the greatest loves of my life, was hit head-on by a drunk driver on Highway 49 when I was just a junior at Cal Berkeley. Now, the dude that hit my mom was going about 80 miles an hour, and he didn't care one bit about who he killed or who he destroyed. Did you know right now, 30 people are going to get killed today by some idiot who has no business operating a car or a motorcycle, which means 30 people's families and lives are going to be destroyed. Now listen, I don't want to be hypocritical and I don't want to judge anyone, which is why I want to share a story with you. When I was 18 years old, I accepted a full ride scholarship to Cal Berkeley. I was badass, man, and it was a childhood dream. But one night, my dear friend Jackie invited me to a Kappa Kappa Gamma party. Now, I got to tell you, those Kappa Kappa Gamma girls were insane and drank and partied more than I care to remember. So, while I was at this party for what felt like days, it was now time for me to go home. And guess what I did? I got in my car and I drove drunk home. Well, guess what happened? Within 2 minutes of leaving this party, I was pulled over by the flashing red lights. You know, the ones that probably woke up Tiger Woods from his 3 a.m. nap. Now listen, I'm never going to forget this moment because I was 18 years old. I was one of the best athletes at Cal Berkeley. I had a full ride scholarship to the most prestigious university in the country. And here's my life flashing in front of me. So what do you think the cop did to me? Mike, this is unbelievable. The cop pulled me over and he was my guardian angel. You know what he said? Ronnie Deutsch, I love your softball team. I've been to all your home games. So you know what I'm going to do for you, Ronnie? I'm going to give you an escort home. Do you hear me, people? I got lucky. This cop pulled me over and he drove me home. He escorted me home. And he walked me to my driveway, to my door. And you know what he told me? Ronnie Deutsch Don't you ever make the same mistake again. And so what I'm here to tell you folks is I've made plenty of mistakes and I've been lucky. So here's what you need to know. Please don't ever drink and drive. We've got a lot of graduations going on and parties and celebrations and barbecues and Giants games. Bottom line is, we need you, as does your mom and dad. But here's the thing. I want to continue talking about your mistakes as a business owner. Because even though the unemployment rate is so low, I know there's a lot of business owners out there that owe the SBA money, they owe the IRS money, and some of their loans are in default. And the bottom line is, today is June 3rd, and I want to help you. So please stick around and stay tuned for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this. And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, for those of you who just turned the radio on, you're in for a treat because we're continuing our discussion about being a traditionalist, which is why I've got Bob in studio, who happens to have a name tag on that says Hunter Strickland. So, Bob, I want to know right now, are you a baseball traditionalist? And did you like the fact that Hunter Strickland threw a 97 mile per hour fastball and hit Bryce Harper?
No, actually, I don't, Ronnie. I was watching the game. Hunter Strickland had two quick outs. And of course, the Giants were only down by two runs. There's absolutely no reason to plunk him like that. And then it turned into a Donnybrook. And I really don't think Hunter Strickland had any leg to stand on to bean him like that. Well, not to bean him, but to plunk him.
And what about Buster Posey? It seems that he may have shared your sentiment there, Bob.
Yeah, he's not going to get in the middle of that. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. Who wants to get in there with a bunch of 6'4", 230-pound people banging heads in there? That's nuts. And he's under concussion protocol. He is not supposed to be getting into those scraps.
So even though I love Bob, I'm going to respectfully disagree with him on this baseball traditionalist mindset. All right, Bob, the reason why I've got you here right now is because I realize that the unemployment rate in California is less than 5%, which sounds very sexy. The issue, however, are the businesses and the business owners out there who are failing, Bob. And when I mean failing, they owe a ton of money to the IRS, or they've got SBA loan debt. What's happening with this problem out here in California, Bob?
Well, you're right, Ronnie. The dream died, and now they're stuck with a lot of debt, whether it's with the IRS for payroll taxes, or they have a Small Business Administration loan out there that they cannot afford to pay back. They've got to liquidate their assets. They've got to liquidate everything in the business. And then we start to look at their personal assets. So with the SBA, they also offer the Offer and Compromise program. Now, this is available to business owners that have failed, unfortunately. Now, the SBA acts as a go-between between the lender. We know that. So the bank is going to try and work it out with the failed business as best they can, whether it be liquidating their assets, liquidating any revenue that's left over. Whatever the bank can do, well, they will try to recoup.
You see, Bob, something I love about our president is that he wants to make America great again. And so I'm freaking so happy that the SBA has a program to help business owners dealing with massive debt. What program is this, Bob? And how can business owners take advantage of it? What are the facts that are going to be considered?
Well, the facts of this is it's the offer and compromise program, very similar to what the IRS offers. As I said before, you have to wait till the bank goes through all of its collection process. The SBA gets involved. They're at a dead end. And now we need to find a way to resolve the issue.
And when we look at resolving the issue, people, here's the great news. If you own a business and it failed, first of all, I'm very sorry for the pain that you're going through because having a failed business is awful. If you have debt, though, you may be able to wipe it out. What's the criteria, Bob? What are some of the numbers that people need to know as it relates to standard, income, expenses, and asset values?
Yes, absolutely. Your assets are going to come into play. What can be liquidated? Your income at that point in time is going to come into play. Your personal home could come into play here. So if you're looking for advice and you want a consultation, please call me at 1-800-695-3010. Come into the office. We're local here in Sacramento. We'll spend all the time we need with you. Call me 1-800-695-3010. Come on in for your free consultation.
You see, Bob, we've been focusing on mistakes today because you're either a unicorn or you're a human and you've made mistakes. What are some of the common denominators of the mistakes that you see, Bob? Because let's face it, 30 to 40 million people owe the IRS or have a defaulted SBA loan.
Well, I see a lot of people overextend themselves, either with hiring of personnel, overextending themselves in their advertising, overextending themselves in their leases. Now, you have to remember, a lease on a building is a ground floor of your business. So you had better have that dialed in, whether you have a one-year lease, a five-year lease, or a 10-year lease. If that lease circumvents your profits, you're out of business. No question.
And Bob, you brought up bankruptcy. You know, there is no shame whatsoever if you have to go bankrupt. This SBA program is trying to avoid bankruptcy, Bob. So what can someone expect to go through? Like, is it root canal? Is it like an audit?
I like it better than a bankruptcy because a bankruptcy is just going to destroy your credit for 7 years. The offer and compromise program with the SBA will not do that. It will clear off the debt. It will show paid in full. And it will be able to save your assets.
Now, many people listening right now, Bob, they live the American dream. And they want to own a business, especially because our president is going to lower that tax rate down to 15%. Can people with SBA problems, Bob, people with debt, can they still live the American dream and own a business?
You can, but after you default on an SBA loan, very difficult to get back into the loop again in doing that. So, of course, you don't want to default on the SBA loan. Of course you don't. But after you do, there is relief for you to help you.
And let's talk about some of those common mistakes, Bob, that lead to payroll tax problems. How many business owners right now are tempted to categorize their employees incorrectly as independent contractors to avoid having to pay the ugly IRS?
That is a huge mistake, Ronnie. To categorize your employees as 1099 employees is a huge mistake. The first thing a business owner should do is get a good payroll company that handles all your payroll, handles all your taxes, handles all your paychecks on the 15th and the 20th. Do not categorize your employees as 1099s because, you know, you have a certain criteria for 1099 employees that are not the same as an employee.
You know, Bob, I want to take the remainder of our time together to talk a little bit about politics. Because every day when I turn the TV on, we have the leakers, and boy, is it getting ugly. How in the world will our politicians be able to get it together to accomplish the goal that you and I want the most, and that is sexy tax reform?
We need to have a unified government for the people of the United States, for the success of the people of the United States. How are we going to do this? Let's get tax reform out there, too.
Because we all want to make America great again. Now, I got to tell you something. When our president went overseas for his first big trip, I was proud of him. You see, I was proud of him because he had the courage to talk about the mistakes made in the past. And he also had the courage to voice his opinion. And his opinion was pretty simple. You people need to pay your fair share. Now listen, Bob and I want tax reform, as does our producer, Mike. But the thing is, we want it to be fair. We want to make sure that Main Street USA, you, me, and all the business owners out there, we get the tax relief we deserve. All right, everybody, we're going to change the channel right now, and we're going to talk about something that I love. And that's coming up next, and it's eating tacos on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this. And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, which today should be called Eat As Many Yummy Tacos As You Possibly Like. Here's the thing, guys. I love eating, and one of my all-time favorite meals are tacos. And here's the reason why. When I was a little girl, my mom used to make me the most amazing tacos. And what did they consist of? Ground beef, some cheese, some fresh lettuce, some yummy salsa, and a very crispy taco shell. And as I've gotten older, I've noticed something about myself. I am still a traditionalist. I still love tacos. I'm just talking about those traditional crunchy tacos. So I've got to confess, my all-time favorite taco joint in Northern California is Taco Tree. And thankfully, they are about 30 minutes from my house, or I would be as big as a house. All right, folks, I feel so honored and excited to introduce my next guest. He is my very dear friend, Adrian Perez. And what I like most about him is he is in charge of the 4th annual Sacramento Taco Festival. So Adrian, can you tell us about the Taco Festival that's going on today in Sacramento from 10 o'clock to 6 p.m.?
Yeah, in fact, it is our 4th. So here are some of the highlights of this year's Sacramento Taco Festival. We've got 18 taco vendors, 18, and the flavors are incredible. We're talking about island fusion tacos. We're talking about Korean tacos. We're talking about not just regular Mexican tacos, but all kinds of tacos, American tacos, vegetarian tacos. And the other wonderful thing that we have for everyone's entertainment is wrestling. We actually put a ring out in the middle of the street, and we do wrestling, professional wrestling. Two of the contests that we also do is the taco eating contest. And then we have the darling event of the day, the Chihuahua Beauty Contest.
Adrian,
people bring out.
That is so funny. Here you are talking about and making my mouth water and my producer's mouth water. You're talking about all these yummy tacos, and you've got wrestling. And yet you've got a Chihuahua beauty contest. Please, what street is this on? How much does it cost? And how much fun is everyone going to have?
Well, the fun is a lot. This is a family-friendly event. We really push people to bring their kids because kids 10 and under are free. Adults are only $10 to get in. The $10 includes all the entertainment that they're going to receive, including live music. The tacos are extra. We do have a beer garden because you can't have tacos without beer. But apparently you can't have tacos without live wrestling, and you can't have tacos without chihuahuas. So,
Adrian Perez, I don't want to embarrass you in any way, but I love you, and you hold such a special place in my heart. So can you please make me jealous and make Mike jealous? What is your favorite taco, and why do you love it so much?
Oh, I have several favorite tacos. The question is how much are you willing to spend? You know, a lobster taco will easily cost $14, but they are so delicious. And then there's your typical asada taco that, you know, it varies where you go, but they're from $1 to $2. But the key on all of these tacos is always the salsa. It's the sauce. If you have somebody that makes unique, good sauce, those tacos will be mouthwatery and it'll put you into cloud nine, you know?
Now, for those of you just joining us, I've got Adrian Perez, and he is the founder of the Sacramento Taco Festival. And right now at iHeartMedia KFBK, we're drooling because we're imagining what it's going to be like in a couple hours to have a lobster taco and a beer. Now, who do you plan on, who's the music and entertainment out there? Who's playing? What kind of groups you got? Is there dancing? Tell me a little bit about the music.
The music is always high energy. We avoid anything that's going to make anybody depressed. But we're going to start off with some soul and R&B. Then we up it up a little bit with some high energy reggae music. And then this year we're going to punch it out with something very interesting. We're going to have rock music playing at the same time that we have the wrestling. And it should be fun, should be high energy.
And so I want to just make sure, Adrian, that people listening to attend, where is this? How far down Del Paso do people have to go?
It is right in the middle of Arden Way and El Camino Avenue. We shut off the street. We fence it in to create not only a safe environment, but more importantly, to make sure that folks are comfortable inside. My biggest recommendation is take light rail. Light rail will drop you off one block away. It's a great experience if you've never taken your kids on light rail. So you can do a whole family thing.
Okay, so Adrian, these people are going to come by the thousands because the tacos at the Sacramento Taco Festival are delicious. I hope you're thinking about those tacos and that delicious beer. But here's the thing about drinking beer. I don't want you to make the same mistake that I made when I was 18 or Tiger Woods just made. So please do me a favor. Make sure you've got a designated driver. You see, the thing about making mistakes is whether or not you've learned from them. Because I got to tell you something. I would so much rather learn from other people's mistakes than make them myself. And that's why we brought in badass business and life consultant Brandon Heintz to talk about this compelling subject. Brandon, did you learn from your mistakes or the mistakes of others?
Wow, I think a little bit of both. I've seen mistakes made and said, wow, I'm not going to be that guy. But I've also made those mistakes.
And we go back to this really interesting point, Brandon. I am one that learns from my mistakes. Can you explain to me the people who A, never learn, or B, they have this amazing capacity to truly learn from what other people are doing wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking. When I started the website askbrandonforfree.com, if you look at my tagline underneath my name, it says marketing, mindset, mentorship. We all guess in our marketing, we make mistakes, but we don't learn from them. We just keep throwing more money out there and not actually learning from the mistakes that are being made, which means that we're not shifting our mindset to pay attention to them. The more often that you pay attention to the mistakes you made and accept the fact that you made them, you'll grow from them. That's the only choice you have to do is move forward. So that's the same thing when the mentorship comes in. Seeing other people who have made these mistakes and learning, I'm not going to do that. My mentor just showed me that's a big mistake. Why would I do that?
Now, Brandon, as you know, I own the largest business of its kind in the country. And believe me, we made plenty of mistakes. Can you please educate all of us? What is the most common mistake that a business owner generally makes? And what is the most common mistake that we as unicorns or humans make?
We all make mistakes every day. But if you follow any kind of entrepreneur, they'll tell you flat out, mistakes are the new lessons learned. Fall down 7, stand up 8. In my Design It course, which is coming up June 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Hyatt, one of the first things we start off with is, what are you currently doing wrong, and how can we change it? The number one mistake that I see, if you don't change it, it will reoccur. If you don't change it, it'll happen again. So not acknowledging the fact that that mistake happened, and then own it for a second, and then get past it. Change the mindset to not do it again.
Now, you talked about marketing, which we both know, Brandon, is key to any business's brand and success. What are some of the most common mistakes that you see out there as it relates to marketing one's business?
There's two major mistakes. The wrong client or the wrong message. If you have the right client and you're giving them the right message, then everything's A-OK and you have clients coming through the door. But if you don't know who your client is, and you're out there saying, free this, free that, drop by for two, buy one, get one free, that might not be your client. Find out who the client is, say the right things to them, marketing will happen.
How can business owners know who that sweet spot is, Brandon? Who is that client?
Perfect question. This is what I call the perfect client. Take a moment and write down all the way to Susie in the red BMW that hangs out at yoga. Identify who your perfect client is. Then look at them and write them all down. If five of your clients all drive BMWs, maybe you should be advertising on Facebook's BMW site. Find your perfect client and work with your perfect clients. It makes life so much easier.
The reason why we're talking about mistakes today, people, is because we've all made them. And like Brandon so eloquently states, if you're alive, you get to determine what your dash is on your stone. And look at our president, folks. Look at what he's having to overcome to make America great again. Brandon, I thank you so much for this important discussion about making mistakes and, more importantly, learning from them. All right, folks, we've got some unbelievable stuff coming up. You may want to stick around for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this. And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Now, for those of you just joining me, my producer Mike and I are having a blast today, which is why I've got a great story for you. Do you realize the other day I witnessed one of the most epic sports moments in San Francisco baseball history? That got me thinking. And as all of you know, I love to think, and I love to manifest, and I love to visualize. Do you? So here I am watching my San Francisco Giants play the Nationals. And out of nowhere, our pitcher, you know, that dude who's tall, handsome, named Strickland? You see, he threw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball directly at the opposing player, whose name happens to be Bryce Harper. Now, for those of you who don't know Bryce Harper, he's the Buster Posey on the Nationals. Now, the reason why this was so epic was because Bryce Harper hit a couple of dongs off Strickland in the 2014 postseason playoffs. And after Harper hit those home runs, he was all cocky and he was all giving Strickland the business. But here's the great news. My Giants beat them. So who's your daddy now, Bryce Harper? The thing that I loved about Strickland throwing this 97-a-mile fastball at Harper is it begged the question, who are you? Are you a sports traditionalist? Are you a progressive? Because one thing that my producer Mike and I both agree on is we need more traditionalists. It seems like we've lost sight of traditions and what those really mean. You see, I've got a huge confession to make. I'm a traditionalist in every sense of the word. And you know what this includes? Baseball. And it also includes personal relationships. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about personal relationships because I believe in chivalry. All right? And I think that's a tradition that seems to be lost. But I love it when guys hold the door open for girls. And I like it when guys help older people with their groceries. And I even like it when guys hold the door open for the girls that they're with. And this can include your wife, your daughter, your mom, or some hot yummy. You see, because the thing is, I think like a guy. I just got to tell you all. And those of you that know me, you know that I'm a girl. And I've got a heart. And I understand yummy. And I understand sensitive. But I'm the type of girl who will proudly hold the door open for another girl, especially if she's wearing a hot green dress. But the thing is, I want to know, where has this tradition gone? Why aren't more people helping out women? Why aren't more people holding the door open? You see, this is old school tradition, and I like it. But then again, I'm also the kind of girl who would rather talk on the phone than get a text message. You see, and I'm also the kind of girl who believes in love. I'm talking yummy, passionate, white, puffy clouds type of love, which is a big problem for me today. You see, if I believed in yummy love, you know, the kind that makes your palms sweat, the kind that gives you butterflies in your stomach, why in the world does my heart hurt on June 3rd? All right, I'm going to tell you why, and it's a little bit emotional. You see, I'm a traditionalist, and today, all right, it would have been my 29th year anniversary with truly the love of my life. And so since love is a really big part of my belief system, the question that I need to ask myself when I look in the mirror is simple. Hey, Dr. Amonte, of course I'm going to ask myself if I love the way I look, but I'm also going to ask myself if I'm ready to open my heart up and fall in love with a yummy and move forward with my life. Now listen, I've talked to Lance McDaniel about this, my dear friend at iHeart. You know what he told me? Relationships are overrated. But the thing is, in order to fall in love, you know what you need? You need to open your eyes and you need to open your heart. Well, the great news is that my eyes are wide open because I can definitely see yummy everywhere. My God, they're walking around in those hot summer dresses. So what about my heart? You know, the most important organ that you and I have? Well, the truth is today that on June 3rd, my heart is not ready for new love, even if my eyes are. So the real question is, am I ever going to be ready for new, yummy love, like summer crush type of love? Come on, Mike, you remember being young and what that was like. And here's the thing. I know that I'm going to be ready for love. I know it. I can feel it in my soul. I can feel it in my gut. And when that day comes, I swear to everybody listening, I am literally going to jump off my producer's head and maybe even Lance's head. Because to feel that type of love again, you know what that's like for me? It's like catching a wave in Maui at a spot that goes on forever. Now, how can I be so certain that my heart is going to feel love again? Because of all the signs. You see, something weird has been happening to me lately. Over the past 3 weeks, not one, but two separate people told me, and I quote, they're getting remarried after 20 years of being single. That is unbelievable and inspiring. But I guarantee you, I'm not waiting 20 years. So the thing that I want to do is I want to wish a very happy 29th anniversary to someone that I will always love. And I want to send cheers to you, all of the yummies that are listening who believe in love, because I do. And remember, folks, love is more powerful than hate. So why don't you go out there, have yourself a great weekend, go to RonnieDeutschRadio.com if you want to get a hold of us, and do me a favor. Check back in next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for another amazing edition of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.